Calling USAA Credit Card Services.
For English, press 1 or stand the line.
Para español, press.
Your call may be monitored or recorded for verification, authentication, and quality assurance.
To reach an extension, press the pound key. Otherwise, please enter your PIN.
Thanks, Philip. I've also verified the phone you're calling from.
Are you calling about your USAA credit card account?
Yes.
And what do you need help with? For example, say, I want to change my PIN.
Representative.
Okay, I just need to collect a bit more information to get you to the right place. You can say things like, recent transactions, or apply for a new card. If you're not sure how to phrase it, say, what are my choices? Now, how can I help you?
Representative.
All representatives are assisting other callers, and the current hold time is approximately 10 minutes. Would you like me to save your place in line and call you back?
No.
All right, just so you know, for credit cards, the rates disclosed to you are annual percentage rates. I'll connect you to a representative.
We'd like feedback about your experience with USAA today by asking a few questions after this call. Would you like to participate?
No.
Please have your USAA mobile app open or access USAA.com online for the best experience today.
At the present time, all representatives are assisting other callers. Please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Get immediate access to your accounts by downloading our mobile app or logging on to USAA.com, where you can view account balances, pay bills, get insurance quotes, and more.
As a member, you know USAA isn't like other companies. Our employees make the difference. Each one driven to serve our members. Come join our mission. Explore opportunities at usaajobs.com.
Thank you for your patience. We apologize for the delay and will be with you as soon as possible.
Thank you for your patience. We apologize for the delay and will be with you as soon as possible. Thank you for your patience. We apologize for the delay and will be with you as soon as possible. Thank you for your patience. We apologize for the delay and will be with you as soon as possible. Thank you for your patience. We apologize for the delay and will be with you as soon as possible.
Thank you for calling USAA. My name is Sergio, and I'll be your credit card specialist. May I have your first and last name, please?
Hello, Sergio. First name, Philip. Last name, Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Rice. And how may I assist you today?
I am calling because I'm a little bit confused. I think I want to start a billing dispute with my dentist. I called a few minutes ago, and the person I spoke with said they couldn't find the charge. I thought maybe my dentist had already put through a credit, and so we didn't have a dispute. I went and found my statement, and I see where the amount showed up on my statement for last month where I paid it. So I want to go over this and kind of see how you handle credits. Maybe you can verify that my dentist did, in fact, agree to put through a credit.
Real fast, which credit card did this occur on?
Yeah, it's the one that ends in 1189, I believe.
Okay, let me pull up the credit card account and play a quick disclosure for you. That way I can follow along with you.
Yeah. Very good.
All right, and here it comes.
The rates disclosed to you are annual percentage rates.
Okay, sweet. So let me pull up your statements. What date was the original transaction?
Well, the transaction occurred on January 15th, and the dollar amount was
$57. $57. I do see that here. Okay, and just to make sure I'm tracking, you said that you did want to make a dispute and that you did process one, or...
All right. If you show a charge of $57 and then a credit of $57 for, a net of zero, then I think we're fine. And to me, that's not the same thing of when I called 10 minutes ago with the person, the equivalent of you, what they told me was, I don't see anything. They made it sound like, I don't see any transaction, as if it's a card.
I see. Okay.
So if you see the transaction, yes, I see a $57 charge, and yes, it looks like they did process a $57 credit, then we're in agreement. Then we're fine. I don't need to do anything. Is that what you see?
Understood. That is not what I see. I only see the transaction. I don't see any credits.
Okay. So that sounds like what I expected, that they charged me $57. I paid it, and I dropped off a letter with them on Friday late in the day and told them I wanted them to cancel the charge. I disputed it. And what I expected them to do was nothing. And so that's probably what they've done, is nothing. And so the woman that I spoke with, 10 minutes ago, said, I don't see anything. I can't find that charge. I don't know what the heck was her problem.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Rice.
Let's forget about that. If you see the charge and you don't...
Let's go ahead and dispute it.
Then let's proceed. I want to initiate a dispute. I want to dispute the charge.
We can absolutely do that. So, will you be disputing the full amount of $57?
Yeah, I'm going to dispute the entire $57, yes.
All right. Throughout this dispute process, I'm going to ask questions, right, to make sure that this best goes in your favor. And there also may be documentation that's required to support your dispute. Now, that doesn't have to be provided immediately. You can always post it at a later time.
Let me try and speed this up a little bit, if I may. I've got a letter that's already written, and I went through this a little bit earlier today with a different vendor, and I'm going to be happy to send you a copy of the letter. And so I've got the documentation part, I think, covered. So go ahead.
Okay, sweet. So was this for a service, or were you charged more than once, or was this related to merchandise? What was this related to?
It's a dentist, and I'll give you a quick summary. I showed up on the 4th, and they took a bunch of x-rays, and they gave me a summary, and the summary was, we're going to put on a crown, and we're going to do a whole series of things, which I'll summarize by saying deep cleaning. And the crown is going to be on the 15th, and the deep cleaning is going to be on the 16th. So you're going to come back 11 days later, we're going to put on a crown, and then the following day we're going to do the deep cleaning.
Okay.
And again, I'm just going to give you a very overall summary. I've got two insurance companies, two dental insurance companies. Because I've got two insurance companies, the two insurance companies are going to pay 100% of the cost of the crown. My copay is going to be zero. I asked if I could have a prescription for Valium, and they said yes. They gave me a prescription for Valium. They told me I would have to take the Valium like an hour and a half before I came in for the appointment, and I would have to arrange to get a ride. Somebody would have to give me a ride. And so I said, okay, I did all that. So I took the Valium an hour and a half before I came in, and I got a ride. And again, they told me my copay was going to be zero because the two insurance companies were going to pay 100% of the cost.
Okay.
All right, you with me so far?
And sure.
Again, I've got this documented in a letter, and I'm going to send you a copy of the letter today. And I gave them a copy of this letter on Friday. So when I showed up for my appointment 11 days later, under the influence of Valium, they gave me, before I went in to have the crown put on, they gave me a bill for $57. And I said, well, wait a minute. You told me my copay was going to be zero. What changed? And the response I got was they really didn't give me much of a response at all. They just said, well, it's the insurance company. And again, I'm under the influence of Valium at this point, and I'm expecting to have the crown put on, and it's kind of not much of an explanation. And they're about to put the crown on, and there's just not much I can do. So I hand them the credit card, and I figure I'll pay them, and we'll straighten it out later. And so they do the crown. And as it turns out, they put on a temporary and tell me I have to come back 3 weeks later to put the permanent crown on. So I came back a week or so later, a few days later, when I was no longer under the influence of Valium, asked for a better explanation. What the heck's going on? Why did you charge me $57? They again told me it's the insurance company. I wound up calling the insurance company not once but several times, and it's very difficult trying to talk to the insurance company, but to try and simplify things, the insurance companies, there's two different insurance companies, but they do not confirm that that I owe them $57. In fact, they say I do not owe $57. It's just BS. The explanation is that the two insurance companies each pay 50%. So I can't get a straight answer from them. And so I'm going to tell them I'm going to dispute the charge, and they need to either give me an explanation that I can understand give me some documentation. Credit this charge. I'm willing to listen to any kind of reasonable explanation, but you can't just pull a number out of air and expect me to pay. You've got to have some kind of explanation or documentation for why you've come up with a $57 charge, and they don't, and the insurance company does not back up their claim that I owe the money.
Got it. Okay, so just to make sure that I'm tracking here, 4th of January, you had x-rays taken at the dentist. You were supposed to have a crown put on and a deep cleaning. The crown was supposed to be put on the 15th, the deep cleaning on the 16th, and then you were told that both of your insurance companies would have paid 100% of the cost because they paid 50% each. You asked for a prescription for Valium, and I also arranged for a ride to be taken after the procedures were done. You took the Valium before arriving. You received a ride, and the copay should have been zero. However, they charged you $57, and the response for them was that it was just the insurance company, and then you contacted the insurance companies, and they both stated that it was BS, that there was no $57 owed, and that it should have been paid for in full and covered. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, that's fine. You've got it about right. And again, I've got this documented in a letter, which I've given to them, and I will send to you today. Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so let's continue here. I just want to make sure I'm putting the right option for the dispute, because there's multiple options, but depending on which one I put, may or may not. So I think the best option here would be that it's related to a service, because, I mean, you had dental service, right, because it's not merchandise. It's not you were charged more than once. It's not you were charged for airline, hotel, or car rental. So I think service would be the most. And then after that, we have four options. You didn't receive the service you purchased, which you did. The service you received is different than what you originally purchased, which, I mean, you received the regular service. I would say that you're just not satisfied, or you're being charged for a service you canceled, even though those are vague. Those
not
are only
satisfied. Not satisfied.
Perfect. Okay. And you did contact them. What day did you contact them about this? Probably a couple days after the 4th, or?
Let's say, bear with me here. I'm looking at January. I got to get to February. It would be Friday, the 9th.
The 9th, got it.
There's been multiple contact dates, but let's just say the 9th.
Okay, and then this day is the day that they stated that it was just the insurance company that was charging and not paying for the $57, right?
So I told them I wanted them to credit the account on the 9th, and so far I've not heard back from them.
Got it. Okay. And then you received the service on the 15th and the 16th, right, of January?
January 15th is the date I received the service, yes.
All right.
February 9th was the date I demanded that they credit my account. I've asked for an explanation many times, but it was the February 9th is when I finally put my foot down and said, all right, I've had enough. I asked for an explanation the day I paid them. I asked for an explanation. They know this.
Right. Did you attempt to cancel it at all or no?
Cancel what?
The service, like the crown and then the deep cleaning. Did you attempt to cancel that at all?
For what we're doing here, let's leave the deep cleaning out of it. We're just doing the crown. And
okay,
I've not
so just the crown.
Canceled the crown. I've got the crown. So, no, I've not attempted to cancel the crown. I'm keeping the crown. The only question is the price that I'm going to pay for the crown and how much of it's going to get paid for by the insurance company.
Right.
And so they're going to get paid by the insurance company. And I believe they've been paid by the insurance company. I believe as of today, they've been paid in full by the insurance company.
Okay, so before I submit this, I have here that the disputes related to the service, you're not satisfied with the quality of the service that you received. I mean, that's pretty much the best option here. I know it's not exactly what it
no,
is.
No. That's incorrect. You should not say that. It's not that I'm not satisfied with the quality.
I know. But hang on. Let me finish here. There's only four options, right? This is just the closest option that I could put. Because otherwise, the only other options for disputing would be that you didn't receive the service, the service you received is different than what you originally purchased, or you're being charged for a service you canceled, right? So you not being satisfied with the service or the quality of service is the closest. It would either be that the service you received is different than what you originally purchased, or you're not satisfied with the quality of the service you received. There's no other options I can put. So I just wanted to put the one that was closest, but then in the notes provide additional information for you.
It's really a pricing dispute.
Yes, I understand that. But
right,
I can only...
Ahead. All right, go ahead.
Okay. You attempted to contact them on the 9th. They responded saying that the insurance company would not pay for the $57 for the crown, nor credit you. You haven't received any information on whether they'd credit you back. You received the service on the 15th to have a crown placement, and then... There was nothing wrong with the actual service. It's just that it was supposed to be covered by the insurance, but you were still charged for the credit card. And that you did not attempt to cancel. You did request a refund from the merchant. However, they still haven't gotten to that. And you did not have any sort of service redone by a different merchant. And again, just for additional information, you have two insurance companies that each should have paid 50% and cover the cost for the dental procedure.
Yeah. The simple explanation is that they've billed me $57 and they can't explain. They just have no explanation for why.
Right. Okay. Do I have your permission to submit this dispute?
Yes, you have my permission.
Sweet. I just submitted the dispute. So now, here's what I need you to do. Or here's some information, actually. While the research is conducted, you are not responsible for paying the disputed amount nor any associated finance charges. So a credit's going to be placed on your account. If additional information is needed, we will notify you. We'll notify you via the mobile app, the website, and even email you, right? Or you can even give us a call. We can provide you, you know, if additional information is needed. And just please allow up to 30 calendar days for a status update because the dispute can take some time. It can take up to 2 billing cycles for it to finally come up with a resolution. So now, do you have access to the mobile app or the website?
The website.
Beautiful. So on the website, it may not show up today since we just submitted the dispute, but periodically check in, right? So you'd log on, you'd go to the banking section, you'd click on your credit card ending in 1189, and you'd navigate to the dispute. Right, and you'd be able to see, or you'd navigate to the transaction. When you see the transaction, you'll see, you know, view my dispute or view disputed details, and it'll tell you exactly what the dispute team is looking for in order to support your dispute. And you'll even also see it in your notifications, like on your inbox, if you, you know, have been notified by the dispute team as well on your profile icon.
Okay.
Perfect. Did you have any other questions for me, Mr. Rice?
Okay, no other questions. As I said, I'll send you a copy of the letter. I think as long as you can just make that part of the package, the file, if there's a team that works on this or whatever, I think as long as they see a copy of the letter, as I said, I think that's the best explanation, is that they've billed me $57, and I think
right.
we just need to make it clear that it's their responsibility. The burden of proof is on them. They need to come up with some kind of documentation or some explanation as to what the heck
right.
that's, you know, it's not up to me to prove them wrong. It's up to them to come up with an explanation or some kind of proof as to what the heck that's for, or some justification as to why they're billing me for that. I've made a number of calls to both insurance companies. It can be very frustrating trying to call the insurance companies, and I'm not going to be in a position of trying to call the insurance companies and trying to find a $57 charge in an insurance company and prove that wrong. I can't do it. I won't do it. They need to find a $57 charge in an insurance company and find some documentation for it. Find the name of a person and a phone number for somebody that I can call at an insurance company, or a piece of paper from an insurance company that they can print out and hand it to me and say, here's the $57 charge and this is why you should pay. Here's somebody you can call that will vouch for the $57 charge.
Right.
This is what for. It's not up to me to prove it wrong. It's up to them to prove it right. And if they can explain.
Okay, I'm gonna have to interrupt you, Mr. Rice.
Go ahead.
You're kind of rambling on.
I mean,
reasonably so. I'd be pretty upset if I were in your shoes too. But I do have other representatives that need my assistance here, and we have finished the dispute.
Very good. I think you get the point. I'll leave it at that. I'll send you a copy of my letter.
Okay, beautiful. Did you have any other questions for me?
No other questions.
All right. Well then, Mr. Rice, I hope this gets resolved in your favor. I wish you didn't have to go through this, because that is, you know, pretty irritating. And I'd be upset, reasonably so, if I were in your shoes, too. So with that said, though, try to enjoy the rest of your day, and I thank you for your membership at USAA.
Bad enough going to the dentist.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, man.
And then when you get done, you got to deal with this. All right. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye now.
Same to you.